2379. I know we're keeping the senators who've been off the floor for quite some time, so we'll try to move through this process as quickly as possible. We have a set of amendments. I believe there are three of them, the B-11s, the B-12s, and the B-13s. Counsel, do you want to...
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2379 comes to you from the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers. The bill, as it is before you, excludes riding or using public transit vehicles from the crime of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Creates a crime of interfering with a public transportation and clarifies the crime as a Class A misdemeanor. The bill is similar to what's moved out of the House with some minor housekeeping amendments, as it were. It ties it more closely, the amendments tie it more closely to the disorderly conduct statute in one particular provision. What I understand, talking to my counterpart on the Senate side, Mr. Prins, that the District Attorneys Association, the Criminal Defense Bar, and the ACLU were all on board on the bill as amended on the Senate side.
Okay.
And before you, you have the dash B-11 amendments. You may remember this bill is Senate, House Bill 2100. This and the next amendment are both impact Measure 11. And what this bill does, it allows the Department of Corrections to release someone as much as 3 days early so they do not arrive home, say if they're released from Snake River, they don't arrive home in Coos Bay on a Saturday night when the probation department is closed down, and they may go back to old haunts rather than getting in touch with their support, legitimate support system. Then you have the B-12 amendments, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. And these come from a work group that the Department of Justice, Peter Shepard, headed up. And what they do, they include an ORS 137.712, which was a provision that was originally drafted a couple of years ago, some exceptions to Measure 11. And includes within there rape in the second degree, sodomy in the second degree, unlawful sexual penetration. So this would take these crimes, it would allow them to be taken outside of Measure 11. And they're under very certain limited circumstances. And going over to page three, you will see the limited circumstances. Basically, the fact is that you have to have someone with a minor record or no criminal record, that it's their first offense, there's no violence involved in here. And these are dealing mainly with the sex offenses that do not involve violence. Conviction is for rape in the second degree, sodomy in the second degree, or sexual abuse in the first degree, and the victim is less than 12 years, at least 12 years old, but not under the age of 14. It may seem a little bit misleading under the age of 14, but you can't have those crimes if the victim is over 14.
Right.
So that's the reason for that. And then the rest of the bold language sets forth what I basically had mentioned in similar provisions.
These are essentially the worked out amendments that deal with the non-forcible sex crimes, what we used to refer to, I guess, in a vernacular that has now become, I think, inappropriate, but sort of the statutory rape issues. And this was, as I understand it, counsel, a work group that consisted of the Attorney General's Office, the District Attorneys Association, and the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association.
I believe Crime Victims United was also involved.
Crime Victims United was also involved, and the courts, as I understand it. Not the courts, courts are shaking them out.
Juvenile Rights?
Juvenile Rights Project. Have I missed anybody that participated in the group? Randy, ACLU?
I believe they all support the amendments, Mr. Chair.
Is everyone nodding in favor that they support the B-12 amendments? Okay.
Now, the B-13 amendments, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, these do not require a two-thirds vote, but they will because...
They will in the bill.
They will in the bill, because they're along for the ride. And you may remember this bill and several different other bills relating to cockfighting. And it would increase the penalty for someone involved in cockfighting, either involved in promoting it or involved in it, to a Class C felony. And it also prohibits the raising of birds in Oregon for the purposes of cockfighting.
And Mr. Taylor, my recollection is that we've actually changed some of these amendments...
That's correct.
To address the issues that were raised by the ACLU with respect to advertisement. And also, we deleted the section that was at least of some controversy involving forfeiture.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You jogged my memory. Yes, I took, throughout the bill, we removed the term advertising. And also, we took out of the bill, let me see if I can find it here.
It was the forfeiture.
Section nine, yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. There was a provision in the original bill that basically said if there was a nuisance involved, that you could forfeit the bird. To clarify that we were not in any way coming even close to the recent constitutional amendment as it relates to the civil forfeitures. We removed that provision. So it says under Section 9, in addition to and not in lieu of any other penalty court may impose upon a person convicted of cockfighting, the court shall include the judgment order for the forfeiture to the city of the county where the crime occurred, the person's right, any property provided and been used by the person as instrumental in the commission of the crime,
right,
including the fighting bird.
Right.
So you have to have a conviction first.
Right. Okay. Those are the amendments. Discussion by the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Minnis.
I've requested that Judy Hall, Secretary of the Senate, come up. I would like to chat briefly. There's been some about the addition of some of these amendments and whether or not they violated particular Senate rules. So I want to get on the record some directive here, direction from her. That's okay.
That's fine.
We've been through this before.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Is she on her way, by the way?
Should we get Ramona?
No, I think the House rule is not. I think the House rule is not at issue. And because this is a House bill, my recollection is that the House rule applies.
Well, and I'm not sure because I, in my conversations in terms of issues discussed between the houses, which in the Senate there's a rule that prohibits adding an amendment that is not an issue discussed between the two houses, that is a very vague rule. Hi, have a seat.
Will you take the chair, Ms. Hall?
The one that's plugged in.
It's nice to have Mrs. Mason with us today.
Oh, I brought all of them. Is this going to be painful?
I don't think so.
Can we ask just a 3-minute recess?
We're in recess for 3 minutes.